Welcome back to the Moms Do Business Different podcast. I'm your host, Kay Hillman, believer, wife, mama, and creator of the Shmoney Mama Gang. Myself and my team support mamas who are service providers and coaches in creating strategies that make buyers say, take my shmoney, and create companies that bring in high cash months doing the bare minimum. Join me for conversations on money, business growth, sales, productivity, and the mindset of being a mom who does business different. Mama, are you ready for the vibe? Listen up and let's get this shmoney.
Hey boo, hey, happy Tuesday or whatever day you're listening to this on. Okay, I am so excited about this episode. I feel like I'm always excited about episodes, but this one I'm excited about in particular because I just really believe in making things as simple as possible. And I really do have ideas for days and I'm always working on how can I make something a little bit more efficient. And so, you know, I am all about not being or not following the trends and really having your own marketing strategy that you are implementing that's specific to you and your business. And when you have that, you're going to be able to do exactly what I'm talking about today, which is you're going to be able to plan a year of content that is guaranteed to convert in 90 minutes or less. Now, I said plan, okay? I don't mean that you're going to create the content and have it scheduled. I just mean you'll be able to have an outline of your content plan for the year in 90 minutes or less. Now, disclaimer, it takes me 90 minutes or less to do it for my businesses, both of my companies, and I can do it for other people when I know their business. So, you know, maybe for you, a more realistic timeline might be like 3 hours, but still 3 hours to plan a year of content is powerful. Okay. And it is truly a stress relief at the beginning of the year. And actually not at the beginning of the year. Usually I plan out 1 year of content in like March, April. Sometimes I'll do it in February, but I usually don't do it in like January or December only because like my new year, just, it doesn't really start in January. Like I try to kick it off in January, but baby girl, I'd be just like January be just kicking my behind. So I like to do my year from basically like March to March or April to April, something like that. So it usually takes me about 90 minutes. And this has been my process since 2020. So the other thing I'm going to say is that once you have your content like planned out, the cool part about this is that now that you have a whole year of content planned, the ideas and all that kind of stuff, the concept, the big picture ideas, now you can hire people to support you in creating that content. Or you can use the Shmoney Action Plans if you're inside the Shmoney Mama membership, which you should be. And that will also help you with actually implementing and executing whatever content strategy you create. Most of my action plans are actually a direct reflection of the things that I'm currently doing and what I'll be doing, as well as the things that I have like my higher level clients doing. So the clients that I work with one-on-one, anybody that I'm consulting with, like usually I test out these concepts that I put inside the action plans on them. So you're getting like the best of the best content because these are most of the content is tested content. It's been tested either personally or it's been tested on other, you know, accounts that I manage or directly like consult with. So anyway, besides this, one thing that I want to say is that something that is really, really important to do is you have to start thinking about your strategy and your company as something that deserves to have its own process, its own system. You cannot rely on, you know, month to month or week to week, thinking that you're going to feel inspired enough to create high converting content. That is not how it works. And in the long run, it's not sustainable, right? One of the biggest reasons why people are not consistent with their content is because they don't create a flywheel. So basically what this means is that you don't create a system to basically sustain itself. So you're always having to jump in and create ideas. You're always having to jump in and do things last minute. You're always having to figure out like, okay, you know, what am I going to batch or what am I going to talk about this week? Instead of being able to zoom out and know, hey, these are my objectives. This is my goal for the company this year. And these are the content pieces or these are the things that we need to talk about in order to reach those goals. You're going to be able to be a lot more strategic with your content when you think about your content a year at a glance. And I know that that might seem like a lot or overwhelming. It may seem daunting, but at the end of the day, it is crucial. Okay, it is crucial for you if you are trying to pass the $5,000 a month mark in your business, so you want to make $5,000 or more, it is crucial for you to start zooming out of your business. It's important for you to look at things big picture, holistically, so that you can make the best decisions on behalf of the company to move the needle forward, to actually make progress, and also to create content that actually converts. A lot of time, people's content doesn't convert because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't flow together. You're pulling all these random ideas out of nowhere, and it doesn't really make sense until you're in the middle of a launch or when you're launching something, and then you're just talking about this one offer and that's it. But then outside of your launch, your marketing makes no sense. You are a hot mess express and you're very reactionary, right? You're creating content based off of what you think people want to see and hear, and not based off of the content that's actually going to convert people, that's going to actually get people invested and interested in who you are, in your brand, in your values, in your philosophies, so that they can then purchase from you, right? Like, we have to make it make sense. The other thing that happens too, and this is my service providers, right? Like, so if you're in the lane of like, you're primarily providing services, what happens to you is that you market, you fill up all your services, and then boom, you stop marketing. That is a mistake. There should not be a slow season in your business. And I know I did an episode recently, and it might have been earlier this year or last year, and I did an episode talking about slow seasons, or like seasons where you might get less sales. And I want to make a note on that. So that happens when you don't have a content plan, when you don't have a marketing strategy, when you don't have an actual flywheel. What will happen is that you will have seasons where you have a ton of clients, and then you'll have seasons where your clients dry up. And it's literally because you haven't been consistent in your marketing. There should not be a month that you're not making any money, okay? Now, there might be months that are a little bit slower. I get that, right? Things happen. Our industries have, everybody's industry, different things happen. So there might be some seasons where, okay, maybe it's not a $15,000 month, it might be 10, but you shouldn't have a significant like, okay, this month was a $15,000 month and the next month is a $5,000 month, right? That should not be happening, right? That is happening because something is wrong with your marketing and your sales funnel, your marketing and your sales strategy. So this is why I'm a really big advocate of planning a year of content at a time, because you can really be objective and really like strategically think through what you need to create in order to move people along the customer journey. Now, the last thing I want to say before I like talk about how I do mine is that it's okay if you create this plan and things change. That happens to me all the time. I'm always having ideas of new offers, or I change my offer, or I might just have a random idea that I want to implement. It's okay if that happens. You can still add that content in while still maintaining whatever strategy you put in place for the entire year. So a lot of times you're not going to make that much of a dramatic pivot or change that you would have to throw away your entire content calendar or your entire content strategy. So I'm saying this to say, and this is because I have a lot of people that you're coming to me or you listen to me because you're a service provider and you're wanting to transition into coaching, or you're wanting to add coaching offers. You're not going to have to change your entire strategy just because you start coaching, consulting, having digital products or whatever. You're not going to have to do that much of a dramatic change. You're probably going to have to infuse, like add a few content pillars. You might mostly you'll probably have to just include a few new content pillars, but you won't have to make any dramatic changes to your overall content plan. So that was like the last little disclaimer I want to make. So now let's talk about how I do mine. Okay, boom. So first things first, I start out by mapping out my customer journey. I literally do this so much. I think I map out my customer journey like once a month. And I know that's like, for some people that might be like a bit excessive, but I am always fine tuning my customer journey and making sure that I really, really, really understand the process of somebody finding me and then buying from me. That I just geek out about that. That makes me so excited. It makes me so excited to know where people are coming from, know how long it takes for someone to get through my funnel. I've talked about, different times, like how long it took for someone to convert in my podcast funnel. That like the first person, when I restarted the podcast, it took 8 months. Now I'm able to convert from the podcast in about 2 months, right? So it's a lot faster than that 8 month time period. I know how long it takes for someone to convert via social media, right? And I challenge myself to convert people in 7 days and then in 30 days. Like that's just like a personal challenge for myself. So Anyway, all this to say, I am constantly mapping out, and when I sit down to plan out a year of content, I map out what my customer journey is, at least the snapshot of what it is when I am planning out my content. So, like I said, this is really important because when you do this, you're going to be able to understand what type of content needs to be created or what kind of ideas you need to create to address different parts of the customer journey. For example, when you map out your customer journey, this will help you so that when you're thinking about your content pieces, you know, okay, these types of content are going to be awareness pieces of content. These types of content, this other type of content will be specifically for engagement. This other type will be for conversions, right? When you map out your customer journey, you'll be able to find themes just within your customer journey of like, okay, these are the things that people need to see, feel, think, experience in order to move to the next step with me. So at the end of the day, when you map out your customer journey, it's going to allow you to have content topics that strategically move people along. And that's what we want, right? When you root your strategy in your customer journey, you have no choice but to convert, right? You have no choice but to, I'm telling you, I know this for a fact with all the clients I've served when I was running my agency, the clients that I serve now that are like higher level and I really like get in the weeds of their business. I'm telling you for a fact, the ones that use the customer journey as their starting point for all of their strategy are the ones that consistently have high converting content, and they are always able to basically effortlessly make sales, even if they just create a new offer out of the blue. So this is what I meant by, like, if you are pivoting or transitioning or you're adding in new offers, you won't have to change too much. You might just be making like a slight tweak in your customer journey to account for this new offer that you're creating, which we'll talk about this later or another time, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so that's step one, map out the customer journey. Step two is I map out my offers and my sales cycle. Now, this is a rough idea, right? Because sometimes, and like this happened to me last year where I had a certain set of offers and I mapped out when I was going to launch. And then after like my second launch of the year, I was like, yeah, I don't want to launch anymore this year. And I kind of had that same thing happen this year where I did create a launch calendar that was supposed to like last me the first couple of months of the year. And I literally just changed my mind and I was like, I don't want to launch. So this is a tentative, rough idea of what your sales cycle or your launch cycle might look like. But at the end of the day, you should at least have a good understanding of what your offers are. And the reason why is because after you have listed out all your offers, so you mapped out your customer journey, now right below that, I want you to write out the name of all your offers. If you have 10 offers, I don't care. List out all those offers. If you're a done-for-you service provider, write out every single offer, right? So as a photographer, I have 3 main offers. And so when I'm mapping out my content, and I know it seems like I don't do content over there, but I promise you I do. It's just like very bare minimum. But I write out like, okay, these are my 2 or 3 or 5 offers or whatever. I also write out if there are like ideas that I'm like, I know that I'm going to do a workshop or something. I'll write that down and I'll just write down, even if I don't have the name for it, I'll just write down like my idea behind that offer. So I list out all those. I list out all the offers, and then I write underneath the offer, each offer, I will write down, you know, launch dates, and then I'll like, you know, I'll put the month. So let's just say for Shmoney, I'm not launching Shmoney, but if I were to launch Shmoney, I think I had it for this year. I was going to launch it every other month. So basically February, April, June or something like that. Anyway, it was every other month. So I would write Shmoney membership, and then under it, I would write the months. Okay. So after I do that, I would write the months that I was launching it. So after I do that, then you write out, or I write out, you can do this too. You're going to write out all the main themes of your offers. Okay. So what are the main themes, the main objectives, the main results, the main transformations? What are these main things that are happening within your offers? These will become your content topics. Okay. So for example, Shmoney. Some of the themes of Shmoney or inside Shmoney are visibility, income producing activities. So like what actions are you taking? What things are you doing every single day? There's bare minimum strategy. There is content marketing, right? So those are some main themes of that offer. So I'm going to list them all out, and you do that for every single offer. And I know it seems like a lot of work, but I promise you, you have 3 hours, like give yourself 3 hours and you should be able to knock all this out. So you write down all the main themes, go look at your sales page, go think about like, think about your top three best clients. What did you guys talk about, right? What did you guys talk about? What did you work with them on? Especially for service providers, like with my services, I always sit down and ask myself, okay, last year, who were my best clients? Who were my favorite clients? We all have favorites. You ain't got to tell nobody, but baby, you know you got a favorite. So who were those favorite clients? What did you do for them, right? What did you guys talk about? What were the main questions or concerns or comments that they had? What did they say were their biggest wins? What were they most excited about? Write those topics down, because those are going to become your content topics, right? So after you've written all of those out, now you're going to look at all the content topics amongst all the offers you have, and you're going to look for main themes, major themes between these topics, right? So you might end up writing 30 topics, right? So let's say you have three offers. You might have like 10 different topics under each one. So that's 30 different topics. So now what you want to do is you want to look at those 30 topics and say, okay, are there any major themes here, right? Maybe one of the themes is like, so if you're a service provider, so I know for me as a photographer, a big theme is high converting content, right? Or sorry, high converting visuals, not just content, but like high converting visuals. That's one really big thing. Another really big thing is storytelling, branding, right? So when I'm looking at my offers, those are like some key topics that come up. Another thing is like strategic visuals, right? So I think I said that already, but anyway, so I have some keywords, right? Based off of all three of my offers and based off of all of the topics, I was able to find like 5 or 6 main themes within all of the topics for my coaching for Moms Do Business Different. I have a lot of different topics for all my offers, but when I look at them and I'm like, okay, so what are some general themes here? I was able to find things like recurring revenue, right? Or income stacking, visibility, marketing, right? Specifically customer journey marketing, right? Because that's what I do. So you want to look at all those topics and pick out what are the main themes. You probably will end up with anywhere from on the low end, 5, to on the high end, like 12 to 16. If you have more than 16, baby, you were talking about a lot. You might need to dial it back. It might be a little bit too much, but I'm not going to say it's wrong, right? You'll know when you know. But anyway, once you have those main topics, right, those 5 to 16 main topics, now you can plug and play the month of the year. So you're going to go to each month and you're going to look and see, what are you launching, right? You're going to start with, what are you launching? If you're launching anything important, like anything specific, then you want to make sure that one of those main topics, like whatever main topic you put for that month, is relevant to the offer you're going to sell. So for example, is my baby crying? Okay, he wasn't crying. So anyway, what you're going to do is that each month you're going to say like, okay, so let's just say it's January and I'm like, okay, in January, I'm going to launch the Shmoney Mama membership. In January, I would most likely use the topic, like the main topic of visibility, because that is a core thing of the membership. So for the month, my content topic is going to be visibility. And it's going to be visibility because I'm launching Shmoney. But in February, maybe I'm launching nothing. So at that point, I can pick any of the other topics and let that be the topic for February because I'm not launching anything. So you're going to do that for every month of the year. Just look. I usually start with my launch months. So whatever months I'm launching something, I start filling those categories in first, or start filling those months in first with a topic. And then I go back through and I fill in, you know, with all the rest of the topics. I do try to make everything kind of flow. So there's a lot of like strategy that goes into this, and it's hard to kind of explain all the nuance here on the podcast, but essentially I try to just make sure that if I'm, you know, if I have time to, which I always have time to prepare for a launch, I try to make sure that like any leading topics, like let's say I'm launching in June, a mastermind, May and April's content topics will be things that lead into the mastermind launch that I know I'm going to have in June. So there's some strategy that you have to kind of do there to finesse and figure out what topics you want to put where. But essentially, when you look at your topics for the year, there should be 12 topics, right? Because there's 12 months in the year. Some months you can do like 2 topics if they're like relevant topics together. But you want to make sure that like each month of the year, like you're basically able to hit on all the core major themes of what you serve and support people with, right? Whether you're a service provider or a coach, I literally do this for both companies. And I love it. And a lot of it, there's a lot of crossover, right? Because I built my business as a service provider who got into coaching, who added on a coaching aspect to the business. Therefore, a lot of the work that I do, it actually does stem from what I have built as a service provider, as a photographer, and as a social media manager. So I'm able to like really tap into both of those skills to then support my coaching clients. So a lot of times both of my content calendars overlap with each other. But anyway, you did your 12 months, right? You have your 12 main topics. So now at this point, you can look at each month. So now we can really go month by month. And what you want to do is you want to think about, okay, each month, I know that, and this, in order to do this, you need to know what your content strategy is in terms of the content production. So what are you producing? What's your long form platform? What's your short form platform? And then email. So for example, my long form platform for coaching is the podcast. My short form is Instagram. Sometimes it's TikTok, but mostly it's Instagram. So, and then email. So because I know that each week, I know that I need to make at minimum one podcast episode. So when I'm going and looking at the month, let's just say it's January, and I know that January is a visibility month and I'm launching the Shmoney Mama membership. That means that, you know, for the 2 weeks, you know, maybe the first 2 weeks of the month, I'm not launching yet. So maybe those first 2 weeks of the month, I'm really focused on visibility, right? So now you're looking at the month and you're breaking the month down into your customer journey. So maybe you do week one is, you know, awareness. Week two is engagement. Week three is consideration. Week four is your conversion week, right? Again, we're following the customer journey. Or you can do the other approach. And I really like this one where you spend 1 month in each. So like in January, you focus on visibility, awareness. In February, you focus on engaging your audience. In March, you focus on consideration. And then in April, that is your conversion month. So that's the month that you're going to focus mostly on sales. You can choose which option you do. Neither one is right or wrong. I sometimes do both in the same year just because I want to test out different things. But at the end of the day, now you can just look at each month and you don't have to plan out like every single month. Like I know for me, I usually probably will plan out 6 months of actual content details. Like what are my topics? What are, you know, my ideas for content pieces? Like I'll probably do maybe anywhere from 3 to 6 months. I usually don't do the whole year just because things change, right? Like again, things change. So you want to give yourself a little bit of flexibility, but otherwise this entire thing takes me 90 minutes. I definitely do this for like my clients that I do VIP days with, in literally probably, I'll say maybe max 2 hours. I can do like 90 days of content for a client. And that's, you know, their long form content, their short form and their email topics. I can do it in about 2 hours. So you want to think about, I don't know what you want to think about. My husband interrupted me and I kind of got sidetracked. But anyway, long story short, now you can break down each month. And again, remember to be strategic and go back to that step one of your customer journey, looking at your content each month and making sure you're moving through the customer journey, whether you're moving through the customer journey month by month or week by week. If you are launching, I recommend moving through your customer journey week by week, unless you have several months before your launch. So for example, if your first launch for the year isn't until, you know, May, then you can spend 1 month focused on visibility, 1 month focused on engagement, 1 month focused on consideration, because then by the time May comes around, you'll be ready to sell, right? But if you are, which most of us service providers kind of have, we can launch at any time, like we can open up our books at any time, then in that case, I would actually recommend week by week, right? So 1 week you spend just doing awareness, or maybe 2 weeks you spend just getting more visible. Then you spend like a week or two doing engagement and consideration phases. And then, you know, maybe you spend 2 weeks or even a month if you want in the sales or the conversion phase. But again, that's up to you, right? Like you get to play around with how the calendar looks. And that's another reason why, like, I'll put content ideas, especially because, like, remember, you made a list of all the main themes of all your offers in step three. So because you did that, you already have a ton of content ideas right there, or at least you have like a starting point for your content ideas right there. If you're inside Shmoney Mama, baby, you got all the content in there. Like, literally, you don't have to, like, all you need to do is map out the months, because I'm going to tell you what to say otherwise. So Shmoney Mama is really going to be a game changer, and you won't have to, like, plan much further than, okay, this is what I'm doing each month, this is what I'm selling, and move on. But if you're doing it yourself, I really encourage you to kind of go back to some of those topics that you wrote down for each one of your offers. And you can use that to fill in the blank for, you know, each week, what you're going to talk about within a certain main theme. All right. I hope this made sense. I am looking at a visual of this. I'm trying to figure out how I can share the visual. I don't know how to share a visual of, like, how this kind of maps out, but I hope this makes sense. Maybe I can, like, take a picture and put it, like, in a blog post or something. That's I might do that. It might not be there when I post this episode live, but it will be there at some point. And then you can see, like, an example of what this would look like spelled out. So just click in the notes below, the show notes below, and you should be able to see, it should link you to, like, an example of what this would look like. And that's it for this one. So here you go. Plan a year of content that is guaranteed to convert in 90 minutes or less, or we can just say, like, 3 hours or less. 3 hours is still bae. And I mean, you have strategic content, so that is, like, super bae. All right. That's it for this one. Until next time, I will talk to you later, darling.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I know you loved it, so go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Make sure to share this episode and tag me at Moms Do Business Different and at Mrs. K. Hillman so a young thug knows it's real. May you walk in your purpose and calling every single day to steward the life and business that God has called you to. Until next time, let's get this money.